Headline: Wormhole Almost Killed Solana DeFi. Now works with BlackRock, Hamilton Lane. Published at 6:33 p.m., July 17, 2025. Wormhole, the Solana Ethereum bridge that was hacked for $300 million back in 2022, has ties to FTX and almost caused catastrophic insolvencies across Solana's DeFi ecosystem, has earned a partnership with a $956 billion asset manager. Backed and bailed out by Jump Crypto, Wormhole announced today that Hamilton Lane's Senior Credit Opportunities Securitize Fund will use Wormhole interoperability for its Optimism and Ethereum tokens. Specifically, Hamilton Lane will now support native issuance of a securitized Scope token on both Ethereum and Optimism. Wormhole and Jump were at the center of a series of scandals in 2022, as crypto markets careened 65% from $2.4 trillion to less than $840 million. Solana, ASOL, plummeted 93% from $55 billion to under $3.7 billion during those 12 months, as it led the decline on the back of its affiliation with Sam Bankman-Fried and his bankrupt FTX exchange. Wormhole was Solana's top bridge that year. Things got so bad that Jump had to bail out Solana DeFi protocols with cash injections in Wormhole and coordinate with Solana insiders to bring the blockchain itself back online after multiple mainnet outages. Read more. Jump Crypto forced to save Solana with $320 million bailout of its own company. Wormhole adds even bigger asset managers. Despite this troubled past, including the $300 million exploit that its parent company ultimately had to cover, Wormhole has graduated to bigger Wall Street deals in recent years. Indeed, it boasts that it now secures multi-blockchain access for BlackRock's USD Institutional Digital Liquidity Fund, as well as Apollo's ACRED fund. Today's edition of Hamilton Lane, which manages almost $1 trillion across its mostly non-crypto divisions, is placing further distance between the Wormhole asset bridge of today and the beleaguered DeFi choke point of 2022. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.